Central New York residents came to the state capitol on Tuesday to urge Governor Cuomo not to allow the Cayuga coal plant outside of Ithaca, set to shut down, to partially convert to natural gas. We will hear from Sandra Steingraber, a well-known professor and researcher, Irene Weiser of Fossil Free Tompkins, Alex Beecham of Food and Water Watch, Lisa Marshall of Mothers Out Front, and filmmaker from Gasland, Josh Fox.
My name is Sandra Steingraber. I am a biologist and distinguished scholar in residence at Ithaca College. In this building, however, I am mostly known as the co-founder of New Yorkers Against Fracking, which fought for and won a statewide ban on fracking in December 2014. Thank you, Governor Cuomo. Today, I'm here with partner groups to help launch a new citizen campaign called No Fracked Gas Cayuga, which focuses on the fate of the Cayuga power plant on the east shore of Seneca Lake in the town of Lansing in the heart of the Finger Lakes. Built in 1955, this plant is a relic of another age and is now one of only two remaining coal-burning power plants still chugging along. And I see its emissions pouring from the stack as I live directly across the lake from this aging behemoth. Efficiency upgrades to electrical transmission lines a few years ago obviated the need for this plant, and it was on its way to retirement. But now we've learned there is a new plan for the Cayuga power plant, swapping out methane, which is natural gas, for coal in one of its two ovens. Fracked gas that will be brought to the plant by a virtual pipeline of tanker trucks, hauling compressed natural gas from the fracking fields of Pennsylvania to the shores of Cayuga Lake. Governor Cuomo, we hold you personally responsible for the permanent closure of this fossil fuel zombie. The science clearly shows that the methane leaks make fracked gas as damaging to the climate as coal, if not more. Finger Lakes residents know this science. We helped lead the anti-fracking movement. We helped stop gas storage at Seneca Lake. We are mobilized for clean energy action. And we will not accept backward steps from a governor who has promised no more fracked gas power plants and pledged forward motion on renewables. Governor Cuomo, we hold you to these promises.
Irene Weiser. I'm a council member in the town of Caroline, and I'm the coordinator of Fossil Free Tompkins, a Tompkins County-based grassroots group that is determined to see Tompkins County be the first fossil-free community in New York State. And I'm here today about the beleaguered 65-year-old coal-burning Cayuga power plant that has submitted a proposal to the DEC to convert the obsolete plant to burn fracked gas instead. What's more, their proposal has the alarming news that they plan to haul gas to the plant in huge tractor trailers filled with compressed natural gas. They say there will be 50 to 120 truck trips per day through our community to and from the plant in this virtual pipeline scenario. Governor Cuomo has promised to end production of coal-fired electricity in New York by December 31st of 2020. However, his proposed regulations don't go far enough, allowing old, inefficient coal plants like Cayuga to convert to burning fracked gas instead. We reject this bait and switch from one climate-changing fossil fuel to another. Cayuga is a dangerous, polluting old plant that should not allow to have another life. In the past 3 years, there have been two fires, one so severe that half the plant was closed for 8 months. The other demolished the emissions controls and stack of the other half of the plant. Two summers ago, it discharged mercury at 2,000% above allowable limits into Cayuga Lake. Tompkins County is one of the state's leaders in renewable energy. Cayuga's proposal will take our county and the state backwards, undermining efforts to move New York to a renewable energy economy. Renewable energy with battery storage can meet our energy needs.
Alex Beecham,
Northeast Region Director of Food and Water Watch. I'm really honored today to join so many environmental heroes to stand up and urge Governor Cuomo to stop the Cayuga fracked gas plant. You know, the folks here today, these are some of the same people that led the campaign to ban fracking years ago. and more recently stopped the gas storage facility at Seneca Lake. So really honored to be here today. You know, just a couple months ago, Governor Cuomo told my colleague, Laura Schindel, in person, on camera, that he would say no to new fossil fuel projects across the state, new fossil fuel power plants. So my question today is Governor Cuomo a man of his word? Because if he is, there's really no question he has to deny the Cayuga frack gas plant. But you know, beyond holding the governor to his word, we're here because the climate demands it, right? Climate change is no longer something that we're worried about for our children or our grandchildren. It's happening to us right now in real time. It's never been clearer. We are in a giant hole on climate change. So today, we stand here together to urge Governor Cuomo to put down the shovel and stop digging. We simply cannot afford any new fossil fuel plants anywhere in the state. If Governor Cuomo hopes to be a climate leader, or at least to be portrayed as one, he must start by stopping new fossil fuel plants, and that ought to start by stopping this plant. I urge Governor Cuomo to stop the Cayuga frack gas plant. And with that, it's my honor to introduce Lisa Marshall from Mothers Up Front.
I'm getting here this morning because of some climate change in my neighborhood. The road was washed out and my power was out, so I didn't print out my statement. But my name is Lisa Marshall. I am a community organizer with Mothers Out Front. I traveled here from the town of Horseheads. Near my house is where two of the major gas pipelines that crisscross New York State intersect, the Millennium Pipeline and the Dominion Pipeline. Last year, the Dominion Corporation built a huge gas compressor station in my town. And our county accepts frack waste in the landfill, and we have a big truck depot for fracking in our town. So I'm here from ground zero of the fracking fight in the southern tier of New York. So I'm a community organizer. I have a background as an earth scientist, and I wear a lot of different hats. But the most important hat that I wear is of a mother. I have three wonderful children. And I'm here with a message directed directly at Governor Cuomo. Governor Cuomo, you've heard all the science, you've heard all of the facts, but yet you have failed to act to stop the influx of gas into our state. Please listen to the mothers. The mothers that have to look their kids in the eye each and every day and explain to them why the planet is burning. Have to explain to them why their friends can't in California can't go outside and play because of the smoke from the fires, and why their Puerto Rican friends have had five or six new family members move into their house with them because they don't have a home anymore in Puerto Rico, and explain to our children why you are failing to act.
Josh Fox.
It's great to be back in the Capitol. Always called here to do very important things. My message is really simple. You know, Governor Cuomo, you ought to know better. You ought to know better than to mess with Sandra Steingraber in her backyard, for sure, that's one thing. You ought to know better not to mess with the anti-fracking movement in the state of New York, because we know all about fracking. We know that it causes water pollution and air contamination and the health crisis. We know that it causes injustice across the land. And we know that when you harvest frack gas from other places like Pennsylvania, our neighbors, that you harm people, that you hurt people's human rights, and that you create all this incredible damage. So we know that. But the fracking battles now are about frack gas power plants. There are 300 frack gas power plants proposed for the United States. These are climate change inducing machines. These are global warming machines on overdrive. Why? Because they leak enormous amounts of methane into the atmosphere. Methane is a hugely powerful greenhouse gas. And because they perpetuate the cycle of burning fossil fuels for 30 and 40 years into the future, when what we need to do is phase it out. New York State is one of the most vulnerable places on Earth to climate change. And we're seeing California on fire. We're seeing the US Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico completely destroyed by back-to-back Category 5 hurricanes.
the like we've never seen on the planet. We are experiencing climate change in real time right now. It's not something for the future, it's something that's happening right now. And people know it, and voters know it. Now, I live in New York City. I live right next to the Navy Yard. Now, I'm sure Governor Cuomo is thinking a little bit at this point about his legacy, right? Most two-term governors vying for a third term might be thinking about that. So, you know, you name things after governors, like airports and highways, schools. But this kind of undertaking, this climate change-inducing frack gas power plant, the one called CPV in Wayweyon in New York, another one of these, all of these frack gas power plants have to be shut down, or else it's really, really, really simple. We melt enough ice in the polar caps to put New York City, significant portions of New York City, underwater. So my proposal is, if Andrew Cuomo doesn't want to follow through on his promise to stop these frack gas power plants, that we plan to name all of those streets which are going to go underwater Cuomo Street.
Coverage of Mark Dunley on the effort to stop the Cayuga coal power plant near Ithaca from converting to natural gas. For more information, you can check out No Fracked Gas Cayuga, CAYUGA.com.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine on WOOC 105.3 FM.